Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Our guest on today's This Week in America is Gordon Yu, certified financial planner and author of Money Smarts for Teens and 20s, Understanding Why Financial Planning Works Makes It Easy. Why this book? Well, Gordon's middle-aged clients came for advice on how to get back on track. Many wish they had done things differently earlier. One summed it up with, "My father gave me good advice, I just didn't use it." So why would any teenager use good advice if they don't understand why they should? Gordon wants to help youth understand why financial savvy today will impact their future. Gordon became a financial planner in 1991, previously working in banking and credit management. Felt he could better serve people as an advisor. He had earned designations in credit management, lifestyle planning, and financial planning. And in 2009, he incorporated his own life insurance and investment sales company, Smart Choice Life, Inc., brokers, producers from products from 20 different life insurance companies to offer the best products best suited to their clients. Gordon has authored a financial advice column. The column shared actual mistakes people made and suggestions to help people avoid those pitfalls. He used real-life circumstances and doable solutions. Money Smarts for Teens and 20s, Understanding Why Financial Planning Works Makes It Easy. Gordon Yu, certified financial planner, our guest on This Week in America. Gordon, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Rick. It's a nice opportunity to be able to chat with you.
Well, I'm looking forward to this, and I talk about the column that you did where you had practical problems and then you gave practical solutions. You have that same common sense approach in the book, and I talked a little bit about this. What was the inspiration in writing the book? Why did you decide to put this together and focus on this particular age group?
Well, basically, you've already mentioned it in the introduction there. It's so many people were coming in their 40s, middle-aged people coming, and they were getting off track and had very little savings compared to what they had planned and thought they would be at. And most of those mistakes were things they'd done earlier in life that caused them some financial grief. So the purpose of the book is actually to get some understanding out there for youth that they will that they may be able to avoid those things, because these people said they wish they had known about this earlier.
You know, it's interesting because it sounds like they were exposed to it. They just didn't understand at that age why this was going to make any impact in their lives. Is that pretty much it? They just didn't understand the why of saving and financial planning?
Well, in a lot of cases, yes. In some cases, they just didn't seem to have any education in it at all. But yeah, the big thing is there's all kinds of information out there on what to do and how to do it. But there's not very much there that motivates, gives a teen motivation to do, to take the steps necessary. And I guess in the book, we tried to show a few examples of what today's spending could amount to their 20, 30, 40 years down the road when they go to either good planning or suffer from the failures.
And I tell you what, if you think it's a long time, an eternity to get 20, 30, 40 years down the road, it happens before you know it. And all of a sudden you're back thinking, wow, if I just would have done a few things differently. And with your book, you tell us exactly how to do that and the why behind it. The book is Money Smarts for Teens and 20s, Understanding Why Financial Planning Works Makes It Easy by Gordon Yu, certified financial planner. His website is moneysmartsforteens.com. You find the book available at authorreputationpress.com, the usual places you can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I would describe this book as unique. Why do you think this book is unique in your perspective and the way you approach this?
Well, basically, I didn't present any or very little about what to do or how to do it, because there's tons of literature out there on that. So I took the personal approach of individuals and worked them through the comparison of 10, 20, 30 years, showing them where exactly a small mistake today, seemingly a small mistake, like buying a $10,000 car, one chap did, and how much that cost him come down to retirement. Compared that with another person with the same exact same income who didn't buy the car, used buses and so on, and the difference that they that was in there, her investment accountants as opposed to him, he had the car, and to a teenager, a lot of things are enticing.
Yes.
You know, like, hey, nice shiny car, you know, all kinds of fun driving around, and that was, that's sort of to connect with them in real life situations.
Well, in the book, Money Smarts for Teens and 20s, Understanding Why Financial Planning Works Makes It Easy by our guest on the program, Gordon Hughes, you point out, and it's somewhat shocking, simple decisions have hidden lifetime penalties. So it's not something you necessarily recover from quickly. It's something that stays with you for a while. You also address in the book success and what successful actually means. Everybody wants to be a success. How about yourself? Do you consider yourself to be a success?
Well, I do. A lot of people might not. I don't have bucketfuls of money and all kinds of things, but everybody's an individual. Everybody has a different history. Mine includes some health issues and so on. So, you know, I feel I'm very successful because I have a good understanding of who I am, what I have, and what to do with it. I'll give you an example, if you don't mind. This lady, friend of mine, was discussing her nephew, who she thought was very successful. She introduced him that way, and big cars, big house, and wonderful career. But he was almost 40. But the sad thing was, he was coming to his third divorce. I wouldn't consider that successful at all. I think there has to be a balance between money and life, and too much focus on getting money, on the love of money ruins lives. It's not money itself, it's the love of money. It takes the focus away from family and other things that are important.
Well, yeah, so many people think that I will feel myself successful if I have a considerable amount of money. People will see me as successful as I have a large sum of money. But it sounds like that's financial success doesn't really necessarily impress you, does it? The example you gave is somebody that was miserable in many aspects of their lives but still had money. So you look at it a little differently, don't you?
Well, I don't know how differently it is. I think everybody wants to be happy. Everybody wants to enjoy themselves. And what is the use of having a whole lot of money if you're not going to be happy? If you're not self-satisfied in yourself and your accomplishments and what you're doing. It just doesn't make sense to me. You know?
Well, yeah, and so many people will say, okay, this is how much money you need to live comfortably. That will lead to happiness. And if you don't have this amount of money, chances are you're going to be very miserable, or implying that at least. How much money should a person have, do you feel? Is there a set amount that you use when you're talking about that?
No, actually, there isn't any amount that brings happiness. I've talked to millionaires, multimillionaires that seem to be always flustered and concerned about their investments and running from one appointment to another and always in a hurry. I've also talked to other people who actually had gone so far down as they were like in social assistance. They were their life had gone basically to ruin because of some health issues, personal issues. But when we went to talk to those people to try to help them out, those situations, a lot of them seemed a lot more comfortable and a lot more happy with their situation than some of these millionaires. So it doesn't seem to add up that the more money you have, the happier you're going to be. The more money does a wonderful thing to relieve worry. I guess the bottom line is it's a fantastic servant, but it's a terrible manager.
Money Smarts for Teens and 20s, Understanding Why Financial Planning Works Makes It Easy by our guest on the program, Gordon Hughes, Certified Financial Planner. One thing that you talk about is a love of money. At what point do we know if we're falling in love with money?
Well, that's a really good question, Nick. It's one that could write a whole new book on.
Oh, yes.
And simply put, taking a regular inventory of what is important to you. The common error people make, and is often the theme of movies, is poor priorities. Like their priorities get jumbled up. They get the society focuses so much on wealth and how much, there's everybody get a phone call every twice a day here telling me how I can put tens of thousands of dollars in my account in a few weeks or a month.
Exactly, yes.
It's all those type of things go on. And what we really need to do is an inventory, find out what is most important to you. Is it pleasing your boss or is it enjoying your family? What are the most important things or experiences? Was it a hug from a family member or was it a business award? Comparing some of these things up, and both of them are important, but there has to be a balance. It has to be the point where, you're not run totally off your feet just to get a paycheck, just to get recognition at work. So I think you need to figure out what is important. My mother used to say, some of the most important things in life are free. I think she had a lot more wisdom than I give her credit for back those days.
Yeah, mothers are always right. Sometimes it takes us a while to realize that. We have to do it in reflection, but it's like, she was right on when she said that. Gordon Hughes with us on the program, author of the book Money Smarts for Teens and 20s, Understanding Why Financial Planning Works Makes It Easy. Rapidly running out of time, but I want to use maybe a few suggestions based on the book. Talk about some of the specific suggestions, a few of those that can make a difference in a life.
Well, I'd like somebody to read the book and see there are some examples that would make a big difference as we go down the road, but you need to sort of understand the whole concept. Some of the things that I would mention is saving at least 10% of your money. Every dollar that comes in should be 10 cents of it should go to your future. Actually, it's not so much for your future, it's for you to keep. And if you can establish that pattern early in life, it makes a huge difference down the road, because it's not that much harder to get by when you're a young teen on $90 as it is on $100. You just put away the 10% and in a special place where you're not going to take it out. That's probably one of the bigger ones. Making sure that you're, as a teenager, you feel comfortable with yourself. There's affirmations that are on the internet, they're all over the place. If you can listen to some of those positive affirmations for confidence, things of this nature, every day, you can have them running in the background on your TV, on your computer while you're doing studying.
Oh, yes.
And so on. They're not distracting, and those are affirmations to help build character, build confidence, and these types of things. I think personal feelings adapted has as much to do with money smarts as actual money transactions do.
And this is all in the book, Money Smarts for Teens and 20s, Understanding Why Financial Planning Works Makes It Easy. You'll find it at authorreputationpress.com. Book available in the United States and in Canada as well. You'll find all the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. A couple of minutes left in the program. So boiling it down to temporary or long-term thinking, is that the difference, do you think?
That's a huge part of it. I mean, Let's face it, as teenagers, a lot of us don't think past Friday night.
Yeah, exactly.
Our plans aren't really long term, but I think, and that's the way it should be, I think, in many things. But the fundamentals, the basics should be in play. That's simply, as I mentioned before, save 10% of all you earn, and that's yours to keep. It's not yours to go and buy new clothing or new electronic device or something down the road.
Right, just keep it.
Yeah, and you'll find the wisdom of that later on. It has so many positive effects down the way. We aren't going to change the whole thinking system, I guess, of teams and so on, but the more you take a little time to view your life 20, 30 years down the road, what is it going to be like? And if somebody said, it's those people who fail to plan are actually planning to fail. I don't know where that quote came from, but it's certainly
it does, and that's the great wisdom to end our conversation today, because that makes so much of the difference. And success is measured not just by money, but by so many other aspects of our lives, and you bring that all into focus. Gordon Hughes has been our guest on the program, a certified financial planner. His book is Money Smarts for Teens and Twenties, Understanding Why Financial Planning Works, Makes It Easy. Book is available at authorreputationpress.com, the usual places. His website is moneysmartsforteens.com, and you can get all that information on our website. Gordon, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Well, thank you very much, Rick. It's been a good experience, a great opportunity.
Well, it has been fun having you with us and interesting information. And if you're a little older than your 20s, there's still some things here that will help you put your financial aspect and success, how you measure it in your life, into perspective. It's a very important book and should be read by a number of families, should be read in schools, actually, around the country. Money Smarts for Teens and 20s, Understanding Why Financial Planning Works, Makes It Easy, by Gordon Hughes, Certified Financial Planner. Book, again, available at authorreputationpress.com. You'll find information on our website. Gordon, thanks again for being with us on the program.
Well, thanks, Rick. Thanks for having me.
It has been our pleasure. You're listening to This Week in America. Information about Gordon and his book at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.